Steve and Jill here.
Howdy.
Welcome to the Land Academy Show, entertaining land investment talk. I'm Stephen Jack Butella.
And I'm Jill DeWitt, broadcasting from cool, incredible Scottsdale, Arizona.
Today's Jack Thursday, and I'm going to talk about ordinary and necessary as it applies to business expenses. And Jill's going to fall asleep.
Yep, that's exactly right.
Before we get into it, let's take a question posted by one of our members on the landinvestors.com online community. It's free. If you're already a member, a Land Academy member, please join us on Discord.
Aaron wrote, I stopped telling my friends outside of this group. I used to try and motivate friends to get into the land game with these crazy profit stories, but they're all like, what's the catch? Are you dealing drugs? Are you on drugs, etc.? That's funny. We can give someone a winning lottery ticket, but they're too skeptical to even check the damn numbers. This is what you guys call rich guy problems. This is hilarious.
If that's your question,
oh
yes.
Oh my gosh.
This is Aaron and Liz. Aaron.
Oh, good. that's so funny.
Not using their last
name. Okay, thank you.
Long, long time members. Mm-hmm. Had them on the show a couple of times. They're a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm. Isn't that true, though? I mean, we had this discussion the other day in Career Path. We were talking about, hang on a minute, help me out here. Like things that people just don't get. But it was along these lines too. People just, I know what it was. We were talking about investing. We were talking about if you need money, like, or just even you get going, you're starting to do great. You're doing some deals. You're start to share with your family members. You're not gonna believe what I did. I just made $20,000 last week. Next thing you know, they're saying, can I give you $5,000 and you do that for me? And you have to be careful because in our situation, it backfires. We just don't do that anymore. It's better to say, if you want to do this, just go do it. But then just like Aaron shared, even that, most people don't get it.
Yeah, I have a couple things to say. I stopped telling people what we do for a living a lot of years ago.
Totally.
You know, it's not possible. For a while, my answer was, we buy real estate, we buy land, and then we sell it for more. Mm-hmm. And they just look at you cross-eyed. Like, right. You know, the super smart ones will say, well, how do you do that? Well, I send a bunch of offers out, thousands and thousands of blind offers to everybody who owns land in the area for a price that I'm willing to buy it. And then I see who calls me back. And then it ends there for even the smart people. So here's my second point. I learned the hard way that when people get to know you, whether it's online like this or whether it's in person, and they see that you're successful and you can put a couple of sentences together and speak in full sentences and your grammar's reasonably okay, they want to be a part of it. Mm. They don't want to send out letters. They don't care about real estate. That's all just noise to them. The real work is noise and difficult, and they just want the fun stuff. Mm. I just want to live in a house, I want to live in a house and a beach and have a fast car or a hot girl like Jill. They don't care. So here's what I learned ultimately. They have to find us. We can't find them. They have to find us because they're interested. Members who are successful find us because they're interested in real estate and money and land and data and the whole process of all this. Not
perfect.
Wow, I love your car. How did you get it?
Right. That's the wrong approach.
It won't work.
And that's often how it is. Mm-hmm. They're like, well, I can learn this too. My cousin's a real estate agent. Is that all it is?
Oh, Joe, you're nailing it on the head. Mm-hmm. Nailing it.
And I'm like, that's not it at all. Have you ever had your own company? No. Have you ever done this? No. Do you know what this is? No. But I got this. Okay.
So after maybe three sentences of this, usually with a drink in their hand, they say some version of this, and Jill nailed it. Can I just give you $10,000?
That's exactly it.
Please don't ever do that. That's my advice to you who's listening and watching today.
Don't take it. Don't do it.
Because it'll all... And then they're going to... Let's say you pull the slot machine handle and they win. And you return $20,000 on their 10.
Right.
3 weeks later or a month or month and a half later, guess what's going to happen then? Mm-hmm. How about I give you $100,000? Mm-hmm. And then you do it and it's return $200,000. It's just... It's a huge mess. Mm-hmm.
It's because you should be doing it with your money
or our money because we understand you.
Mm-hmm. That was my other comment or my other thought was because we talked about this again this week, last week on Career Path, which was when you take money from people, like along these lines, you know, it's so hard for them to understand and get it. They want to get involved. Usually they want to get involved.
I had somebody say,
not
recently, probably a couple of years ago to me, I would like to shadow you for a week and see what you, and I'm like, no, you would learn nothing.
That's not going to,
you would learn how to, you know, go to the bar and have fun and take an Uber Black somewhere and go shopping with Jody for curtains right now or something like that. Not going to learn anything about buying and selling real estate.
That'd be hilarious. It's so funny. We should do that. You know, like a day in the life of our day in the life is comical. You don't realize it's all in here. There's stuff getting done, but I can't properly convey it.
You can stand behind me while I throw cold water in my teenager's face before he's late for school.
Yeah. Did that happen today?
No.
Okay.
But it'll happen tomorrow.
I was waiting for it. All right.
I was like, let me at him.
That's good.
Today is Jack Thursday. Ordinary and necessary? This is why you're listening. When you have a business or you make any kind of income or revenue, it's taxable. If you own a convenience store and your top line revenue is $100,000 for the month, and you place an order because your stock is low for like beans or whatever you sell, ramen noodles, phone chargers, you have to ask yourself, or at least the IRS is going to ask themselves, is this ordinary and necessary? Is this a rational? They ask you, is it ordinary to buy a phone charger to resell it in a convenience store? And is it necessary to make money? And the answer is yes, yes, and yes. If you have a chain of convenience stores, is it ordinary and necessary to have a new Porsche every year to go pick up the stuff from the warehouse where you're buying it? Nope. If you have a Porsche dealership, is it ordinary and necessary to buy Porsches? Yes. If you have a talk show like this, is it ordinary and necessary to buy specifically designed makeup to be on a camera for Jill? Yes. And on and on and on and on. So if you have a land, business and you're buying land, is it ordinary and necessary for you to have a pickup truck to go look at that land? Yeah, it is, to some degree. Can you use it for personal use? Not necessarily in the eyes of the IRS, but it is reasonable for you to have a truck to go look at land. Is it reasonable for you to have a cell phone to communicate back to your partner about this land and whether or not you should buy it? Yeah, to some degree. If you have a huge land business, like many of our members, where you've got 10 or 15 people on staff, is it ordinary and necessary for you to have office space and you only use it for this? You don't live there? Yeah, heck yes. Employees, heck yes. So that's the question you should ask yourself, because the IRS is gonna ask it if and when they look at your stuff. So what's the moral of the story here for us? What are you getting at, Jack? Jeez.
Yeah, I was kind of wondering that too.
Well, I started off buying and selling land and very quickly realized it's incredibly profitable and that there's a lot, there are expenses involved, but the profit margins are amazing. You know, we're consistently doing 1 to 200% gross margins on every single deal. And so we need equipment and we need stuff to get this done, but nowhere near what we were to get to where it's in a rational tax scenario for us. Well, do I have a talk show now to make it ordinary and necessary to sell land at the rate that we sell it? Yeah. So now that opens me up into a whole different, because there's no revenue associated with the show. There's a reason that Jill and I don't have sponsors on the show, and people approach us all the time. We don't advertise on your show. No. We don't want any revenue on the show. We have another revenue source over there, buying and selling land. But there's a lot of equipment and a lot of stuff that we need. We need outsourcing for video production. And so it's all in the name of, and is it ordinary and necessary to sell land? For us, it is. We've been doing it for years. This is show number 1600 or something. Mm-hmm. But that's still not enough. Okay, so what else can we do from a marketing standpoint that's ordinary and necessary to increase the volume of selling land? So this is what I want you to do. You're buying and selling land and it's early in your career. I want you to really start making this part of your thought process. What else can I very ethically and legitimately use as marketing so that it's a real expense and it actually increases the amount of property that I sell? And so this is endless. It's not like something that you get there and it's like, wow, my revenue is $1 million and my expenses are $980,000. And it's never that. It's always shifting up and down and you're trying to figure it out. And some stuff you sell and some stuff you don't. And there's all kinds of things and decisions, little decisions to make along the way. You know, and I bet you a dollar, do you know that I even do this all the time?
I do now.
Essentials, guys, were all glossed over. I just looked over.
I'm sorry, were you talking to me? Are you surprised at my
glossed over? Is it ordinary and necessary for us to pay salaries? And I help Jill with her companies. She helps me with my companies. We pay each other salaries.
Right.
It's necessary and ordinary, especially because the two of us are a package now from a marketing standpoint.
More than a marketing standpoint.
You have a wife.
We're a package.
You have a husband. He's got a W-2 job. You're making a ton of money. And enough money for him to completely quit his job. A year ago, in fact, he should have quit his job. Is it ordinary and necessary to bring him on because he's got some other profession that's going to enhance your business, acquisitions, or sales? Heck yes. Should you pay him a salary to replace his W-2 salary? Oh my gosh, yes. That is ordinary and necessary. How about your 18-year-old who's now clerking for you? And is it ordinary and necessary to pay them a reasonable market salary so that you can get all your whatever you have to get done? You're not as good at computers as your teenager. That's totally ordinary. You need some tech help. Now they get a salary. And they need to deliver on the tech help.
Yeah. Don't just give them the salary.
I'm not encouraging anyone to be unethical or to push the boundaries of this. What I'm saying is, we as land business owners or small business owners have a lot of opportunity to increase our sales by using more expense and to keep moving up and forward. Your expenses go up with your revenue and you have tons and tons of opportunity to use this ordinary and necessary concept to your benefit. Here's who doesn't have any possibility of applying ordinary and necessary. You're an incredibly successful day trader. You buy stock for $10 and you're so smart on every stock, on every play, you sell it for $20. You have a 2-bedroom apartment in Manhattan, New York, and one of the bedrooms you use is for an office. You have a desk and a computer and a phone and a headset, and that's the limit of your expenses. So if you generate $10 million that year, what's ordinary and necessary to do that? Nothing. Nothing is, except that room
anywhere.
Full of furniture. Yeah.
Nobody's seeing you. You need the equipment. The equipment,
great.
That kind
that's
of a thing.
That's $3,000.
I understand. The electric bill, maybe, that kind of thing.
Not even that, or a portion of it. That's home office expense now, so that's...
That's a tough one.
Let's say, how about you're a surgeon?
Ah.
Surgeons make, anesthesiologists make $600,000-$700,000 a month in some cases.
Okay.
Can I write off my scrubs? Yeah. What else? Nothing.
Can't write off my haircut. Can't write off anything.
What if I'm a plumber? I'm an independent contractor plumber. I'm a 1099. I work for like 6 different plumbing companies. They're always calling me to go out on jobs. They pay me when I'm done.
This is a good one.
Amazing opportunity for ordinary and necessary. You need a truck. You need a communication. You need all kinds of tools. You need booties for your feet. You need all
a uniform, six or seven clean uniform.
You know, there's tons blue boots. You need to have your haircut needs to be correctly cut, or they're never going to call you back.
That's cool.
I need a smell. The plumber needs to smell good. He's going to need 2 assistants sometimes.
Nice
and
underwear. Because you're a plumber.
Huge, huge opportunity for Ordinary and Necessary.
Okay.
Massive opportunity. Here's one of my favorites, and it's actually Aaron who asked this question today. Aaron and his wife, Liz, own this company before they were Land Academy members. They own a nursery. Mm-hmm. And they live out on the nursery, and they manage these people managing these plants, and they send, they only, as I understand it, raise plants that are conducive to sending them in the mail at a certain time when they can survive that mail trip to the end user. And so it's a mail order kind of internet plant or nursery type company. So they have, think about the Ordinary and Necessary for that. Mm-hmm. I think they live on site in a trailer, honest to God, which I have massive respect for. So there's all kinds of Ordinary and Necessary there. Then they join Land Academy and proceed to just smash it out of the park.
Yeah.
They've been to both of a live of our events. And
yeah.
Think about all of the additional Ordinary and Necessary expenses that are tied,
cool people.
Tied to a nursery.
Yeah.
So if you think about this stuff before you launch into whatever you're doing, don't just think about the revenue. Think about, you know, because tax, I spend a lot of time every year managing legitimate, ordinary, and necessary company expenses. And if necessary, I'll start another company that will legitimately enhance our revenue for these other companies so we have the opportunity to pass that ordinary and necessary test. I hope I made my point.
Yes, times five. Thank you. Happy you could join us today. 5 days a week, you can find us right here on the Land Academy Show.
Tomorrow, thank goodness, it's Jill Friday, and she's not going to talk about what I just talked about.
Oh, my goodness.
She's going to talk about don't be that guy.
Don't mean that guy. That's what it kind of sounds.
I'm the guy right now.
It sounds like Jill Friday, don't be that guy. Don't do what just happened to me.
You're not alone in your real estate ambition.
Hey, people are asking me to share the email too, by the way. So you have a deal. You need the funding. You need to go to landfunding.com. And guess what? There's an email for that too. landfunding@landacademy.com. That'll get you there too. The other place is 480-855-0045. You have the deal. You need the cash. We can help. Like that?
We're Steve and Jill. Information
and inspiration
to buy undervalued property.